Friday. So excited to be here. Just can't stand myself. Just so excited to be here with Freddie Kiger.
You are so kind. Are you one of the Pointer Sisters?
Yeah.
You're so excited?
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Okay.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Well, the bathroom is just around the corner.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, listen, what do you got today? What
Marvel kind of question? Comic characters.
Marvel Comics characters.
Okay. Yes. Did you ever read Marvel Comics when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a couple of years ago.
All right. You don't read graphic novels?
No.
Those things are, I mean, have you seen the incredible detail and artwork and all that stuff in those things? Unbelievable. All right, here we go. Marvel comic characters.
Okay.
I'll give you three of the Fantastic Four.
Three. Okay.
Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, and the Human Torch.
Okay.
Who's the remaining member?
All right, I think I know what that is.
I think I know. Yeah, I got to confess, I was never really a big Fantastic Four. I was more into Our Army at War, Sergeant Rock, Superman, Batman, Flash every now and then.
Me too.
So I never really got into all the Marvel thing, but you know,
Spider-Man.
But they've had some recent movies. Yeah. The Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, and the Human Torch. And I got to say, couldn't they have come up with better
names?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And but who's the remaining member of the Fantastic Four?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Freddie, you want to know the fourth member of the the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
All right, you got the Human Torch.
Yes.
And
Mr. Fantastic,
and what was
Invisible
the other?
Woman.
Invisible Woman. The fourth one would be the Hulk, would it?
Well,
not the Hulk,
but it's very similar to the Hulk.
It's not the Hulk?
He looks kind of almost like pieces of granite. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
What was his name?
Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, if you got names, those are bad names. Sorry.
Terrible.
Sorry, Stan Lee.
Yeah, they should have come up with something better than that.
Yeah, I mean, holy smoke.
It's like he cranked it out in a hurry. You know?
That just really wasn't the most clever. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby first created them like in 1961, November.
Not exactly inspiring monikers.
Holy smoke. I mean.
No, that's a Human Torch.
Yeah. So what do you want to call this guy?
A thing.
Thing.
That's like the Blob.
Well, let's see. The Blob. When there was the Thing, was in the Addams Family.
Yeah, exactly right. And there's Thing 1 and Thing 2.
And Cousin
in Dr. Seuss in The Cat in the Hat.
You are correct.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. And just for the record, though, they did have real names. Mr. Fantastic in the comic book was Reed Richards.
Uh-huh.
And Susan Storm, who was portrayed in the movie by Jennifer Alba, Invisible Woman.
Okay.
And then Sue's younger brother is Johnny, and he's the Human Torch.
Yeah.
And then Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Is the lovable but grumpy Thing.
And you meant to say Jessica Alba before we get
phone calls. Yeah. Thank right. you. Ooh, how did you do that? I was thinking, J-Lo.
He must have been thinking Jennifer Aniston. I don't know.
Or Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Or Jennifer, I can't think of any other Jennifers right now, but, you know, I get the point.
Yeah, I was distracted. I was in the ballpark, but I wasn't in the right seat.
All right, buddy.
Hey, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Hope it's beautiful. Hey, and you know what?
What?
Birthday greetings go out to Clarence Whitfield, who was a long time head of the General Alumni Association. Of course, Doug Dibbert now.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a little late with that birthday greeting, Clarence, so forgive me for that. Yeah. And also, today is the first Friday on the front porch.
Yeah, that's right.
The Carolina Inn.
And you know who's playing, don't you?
It's going to be the big
fat gap. Miles Andrews.
One of my former students who has done well in spite of me.
And he's a great guy, too.
That's a great band. I look forward to him. So
exactly.
Hope to see a lot of folks later on today.
All right.